We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
This is Slicko, your host, and this is BaseNet Radio, episode number 5. With me today is Mr. DMAD, Mr. Silent Slade,
hello world,
and Mr. Morbid, who is our newest regular.
Yes, woo.
He's upgraded from guest now. That's a special announcement,
yes.
I would say.
But we do have a guest today, actually.
We did have a guest.
We do.
We do? Who?
We do have a guest. Pecker.
Yes, Pecker. Because the way my basement is, there used to be like this wood-burning stove in the corner. I moved it and I put like a drum head over the chimney thing. The chimney never had like a block for any of those nice little critters to keep them from coming down. And right now, trapped in there like a little jail, is what we named Pecker. He's just a little bird or something. Well, it is a little bird.
Pigeon,
you saw it before.
Or something, maybe.
Pigeon? No, it was definitely a bird. It did not look like a pigeon.
A pigeon is a bird.
It was a bird, but
they're
it did
flying
not.
Rats, technically.
Point taken.
Yes. Anyhow.
So.
Yes. On the show, we discuss news in the tech and computer industries that we find interesting. And any other interesting stuff. Hacker-related.
Something.
And yes, as we were saying last week, maybe we do need to get a camera down here.
We really do.
That's some Agreed. Crazy shit. I mean, Morbid right now looks like some kind of hitman.
Yeah, he really does.
It's cold.
It is winter time, ladies and gentlemen, so it is kind of cold.
Yes.
I can't hear myself.
And actually, you can't hear yourself? I will bring you up then, Mr. Matt.
Woo!
You should be a little louder.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's cool.
He just wants to be above everyone else.
Yeah. All right, well... No need to waste time. We actually did some research on news this week, so we will get right to that with the news section.
God forbid.
Yeah. All right, on to the news.
Nice touch.
Yes, I actually have music now for each section of the show. I think it's actually very helpful.
Woo.
Yeah,
it's
woo.
A lot better.
It's woo worthy, yes.
Woo worthy.
Woo worthy. All right. All right. Let's see. Let's start off in the news. Should I start off today, or since other people actually have
yes.
news?
Yes. You start it off. It's your section.
I always start off the news. Okay.
Yeah, because you're the only one who usually researches.
All right. So. Oh, that's fucked up. Great. All right. Let's start.
It's true.
Let's start away from home today. We're gonna fly.
Why not?
Let's go fly over to the UK today.
Ooh,
where
ooh,
it's
fun.
Probably a lot more cold.
Them tea sipping guys.
Yeah, damn tea sipping bastards, you know?
Yep. Limey.
Limey
sipping. Okay.
And well, what's going on over there is that Google is launching a new bloody service.
Oh, bloody
well,
hell.
What service would this
bloody
be?
Bloody hell.
Voice over IP.
Google is launching VoIP
in Britain.
Interesting.
And get this, the price tag?
What is it?
Free.
No shit.
Yeah.
What's the catch?
The catch is? It's Google. So. God knows what they do with your data.
That's true.
Good point. Good point.
And also, instead of a ring, you hear, please buy this product.
Advertisement is probably a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they. Who knows? They may advertise like that.
Hey, maybe if you have a call waiting, you actually have the background noise.
Oh, no.
How cool would that be?
Well, if they have a high-quality VoIP service, they could actually pull it off and make it sound decent, unlike the normal POTS lines.
Oh.
Puts lines.
Well, you know, it
telephone system.
It only allows frequencies between 300 hertz and about 4 kilohertz. Nothing.
I work in telecommunications.
Yeah, so I'm sure you already know that.
Moving on.
But being a sound Nazi,
you would notice it.
Yeah.
He knows about it, but you would notice it.
Yeah, that's you the notice difference. The pops that I don't hear.
You notice shit that no one else hears.
Oh, well.
You can tell a cell phone ringing across the room. It's crazy.
Well, so?
Well, in any case, so they're thinking of launching it for free, competing with BT, British Telco.
Okay.
Well, that is.
Which services like what? 70% of
Yeah, and it's pretty. Actually, there's no free local service. And in England, local is penny, not a penny, it's a euro, like they're...
A euro?
They're equivalent of a penny a minute.
Eek.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're pretty Nazi.
It doesn't sound much, but it adds up, yeah.
But it's like 2 cents here, considering the euro.
Wait, no, in the UK, do they use euro, or don't they still... They
use the Great British Pound also.
I was good. Oh, okay.
So it's a pound, and then whatever there.
All the countries still have their currency and the euro.
Okay. I was uncertain of that, because I usually see stuff in pounds when it's based in Britain. So
it's whatever their equivalent, like, smallest monetary amount is, that's how much it is minute. I know it kind of sucks for dial-up access.
I feel like 100 minutes, you've already paid a pound, so...
Yeah.
I wish it was like that for cell phones.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear about that new Sprint thing? I just saw the commercial a couple days ago.
I try to avoid anything having to do with Sprint.
But check this out. They're doing something revolutionary that people should have done a long time ago.
What is that?
You know how when you... If you go over your minutes, you get, 40 cents a minute?
Yeah.
They're making it so that every 100 minutes is $5.
Yeah, but they say it's a flexible service. They just gave that as an example. I don't know if that means, like, if you consistently go over your minutes, it will probably be more expensive, but if it's every now and then, they won't really charge you that much.
We'll see.
Because they said fair and flexible. So I think the flexible is the key word there.
Yeah, but still, by doing that, we might force the other companies to lower their fucking rates.
That's definitely...
Maybe we'll have some decent rates.
Whoever actually uses their daytime minutes up, and most places now have unlimited nights
and
weekends.
Well, here's the thing. The reason Sprint needs to give all that, like, the minutes away is because half the time that they're using their phone, they're actually just saying, like, what?
What?
Or dropping the call and having to make it again.
I'm coming down. What?
Sorry.
Inside joke.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. As I sit here confused. Yeah.
It's a ghetto thing. Anyway.
Ooh, ghetto fabulous. Sorry.
Right.
Well, but it's nice, though. So the fact that they're at least pushing for that. So other companies will try to, you know, imitate and lower everyone else's prices. All right, so enough on that. Well, it's crazy. Google is launching so many services lately.
But which ones are actually do you want to keep?
I don't
like, I heard the mail wasn't that great.
I've had quite a few gripes with it, actually.
I'm just waiting for Google OS to come out. I want to see how that is.
Do you think they'll really take that leap into it?
Yes.
They're already going head-on with Microsoft with their search.
Microsoft is going on against
them. I'm pretty sure they're building something in their dark room somewhere.
Their little black
project. Their Google Lab project. Yeah. In the basement, behind the secure door.
Who knows, because now they have the Firefox guy.
Yes, they do. If you noticed lately, whenever you download new versions of Firefox and install them, the homepage is now the Google Firefox homepage.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah. Scary.
They're kind of like that. They're little friends now.
Well, they've always had the extra little Google thing at the top corner, but that's changeable to other things. I've noticed that recently, though, in Firefox installs, that they have the nice Firefox Google. And it's actually a Google webpage.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it was just announced, when was it, today, yesterday or something?
I had it here somewhere. I don't remember. Within the past couple of days, I could find out for you if my computer wasn't so slow.
Yeah,
it's purpling out again.
Purpling out? Oh, it's using swap.
Yeah,
it's
crap.
Crazy. Now, how much RAM do you have in your machine?
Not enough, 64.
Ooh. You need an upgrade now.
I need an upgrade. I upgraded, but someone stole it before I could get it.
Gig.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
That sucks. So, what, people just picking up random people's packages?
I didn't move in for 2 days, so I guess if it's sitting there for 2 days, it's somehow free game, or maybe a boarder who was over there, like, in the summer, kind of gang
stole
did.
Your fucking round.
Yeah.
That's
what the hell are they going to do with it? Use it as a keychain?
I don't know. They probably just saw a package just in there and like, ooh, this looks nice. I'll
this looks
it.
Expensive.
I could probably sell it.
This looks expensive. Okay. Well, it's probably part of someone's like keychain, like
they're
I said.
Okay. You know what's kind of cool? Let's find out if BlackBerry, the makers, what are they called? RIM? From Waterloo, Ontario. They're having a little issue with patent problems, where they're being sued for about $53.7 million in damages for violating about a dozen NTP patents. And they're kind of claiming an interesting thing here. I really liked the headline, how stated it is, in suit BlackBerry maker pleads Canadian.
Pleads Canadian.
Yes. That caught my eye. Well, supposedly, unlike copyrights, patents have an issue with being territorial. They like their home ground. They like where they were started. They don't like to wander elsewhere.
Right.
So...
it's the whole European patent problem. Go on.
So... What RIM is saying is there, where the service is offered, they have to go through a server. Their system is run in Canada, so they're saying since that's the intricate part and that's where it's dealing with, it's outside the United States, even though over a million of their customers are in the United States. And actually, surprisingly, the courts are going with them. They also have the backing of the Canadian government on this, which people think this is actually the first time the Canadian government has come involved in a private company's patent dispute.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how many customers do they have in Canada? Do you have any? Not a clue?
It involves reading and remembering things. I'll look for it.
okay.
I most of them are in the U.S., I believe.
Yeah, so if most of their customers are in the United States, most of their servers are in.
2 million subscribers, over a million in the U.S., so probably about 55-60%.
Yeah.
But everything, the service that the issue is for... BlackBerry handheld units are effectively useless without the relay server in Canada. So this guy says that the entire system does not infringe on the patents since it's in
it's using a Canadian system.
Interesting.
Yep.
Located in Canada, in the good old peaceful neighbors to the north.
Now you hear how it infringes on NTP's patents, but. What does NTP stand for? NTP Incorporated, I know, but...
Who the hell are they?
I never heard of them.
Nature and... simulation work that... Thomas J. Capana Jr. did for Telefind, a now-defunct pager company. All this is coming from New York Times.
Oh, so in other words, it's just someone who wants money and figured, hey, they're using something similar to what I was using.
I think he's dead.
Great.
Company was able, a now defunct pager company that was able to send a crude form of email to subscribers during the last 1980s and early 1990s. We could tell New York Times does not have editors. Mr. Capana, who died last year, held about 50 patents and long used Mr. Stout as his intellectual property lawyer. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. His intellectual property lawyer. So, yeah, the dead guy is suing and...
I sometimes wonder why they opened up the patent office to all these stupid, retarded things.
You really can't find out too much about NTP, I guess, because when you Google it, you're only going to come up with the time protocol.
Great.
Network time protocol.
Nothing else? At all?
That's all I
Did you put NTP in pager?
National Toxicology Program.
Did add pager to the end of that.
NTP pager, yes.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Smart.
You might you'll probably pick up this article or something along that line.
Cisco configuring NTP on the Cisco... No.
Close.
Maybe we should have researched more in-depth onto this.
I don't think you can.
I think the listeners are having way too much fun right about now.
If they know who NTP is.
Like I am with the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
We all have problems.
I have some more,
Drink your cares away.
I have some morbid news, actually.
Worries for another day.
Interesting.
I have some morbid news.
Okay, let's hear the morbid news.
It's kind of good timing with the music, because... You, anyone ever read Frack magazine?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait, what magazine?
Frack.
No.
It's a freaking hacking magazine.
Frack!
Freaking hack?
They're going to release issue 63.
Okay.
And that's their final release.
Really?
Yes. They're coming to a close.
Any particular reasons why?
They didn't go into it. I'm looking at it. Looks like they just don't want to do it anymore. It's been running for years now.
Oh, yeah.
How often did it come out? Quarterly?
Well, it was an e-zine. It was an e-zine. It came out, once every few months.
Is it zine or zine it's pronounced?
E-zine.
Zine? Probably zine. Rhymes with magazine.
Magazine, right?
Yeah.
Magazine?
Make good
magazine.
Point. Shut up. I don't know how to pronounce. I know how to read stuff and I know what it means, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Like
water,
my problem. Gnome?
Water.
It's not gnome, it's
water.
Genome.
Right, exactly.
I know how to pronounce that because they had that on the webpage.
Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of pronunciation issues on this show.
Yes.
Potato,
yes.
Potato.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Oh,
moving
yay.
On.
Okay, so that one.
Okay, let's see. Okay, last ever. We're preparing for a hardcover and e-zine release at a major hacker convention near you. Interesting. So I guess they're gonna.
Are they gonna kind of maybe a whole chronicle of it? They're gonna put everything together in one.
Hmm. Yeah, they're gonna take the best articles and put it into their big final issue.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Hmm. And they have a whole topic list. You can check out their webpage, phrack.org. And it's kind of sad to see that go.
How is it morbid, though?
Is dying.
It's a dying...
Is dead.
One of the legendary hacking sites on the web.
Oh, did I sound too happy about that? Sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff in there.
Yeah.
So goodbye to Frack, and let's see what else is going on here. What was that?
Oh, you got it.
Speaking of dying, what?
Okay.
What is this?
Go for it.
Army prepares robo-soldiers for Iraq.
Wow.
No more squishy.
Are you serious?
No more squishy fleshy people. We're just sending metallic.
At least we're getting somewhat political on this show.
I guess someone at the Pentagon was watching iRobot a little too long. But,
unethical.
Well, it's kind of has to do with technology, though, because it's robots.
Right.
They're going to have robots doing it. Right. People are going to be able to play friggin' like Half-Life and Halo
while they're
killing people.
How awesome would that be?
Except instead of playing the character, you're looking through the robot's eyes.
Yeah.
Right. How cool if they just gave it a video game-ish thing so you have little kids playing and they think they're just playing a game?
Until they start doing that thing that all little kids do when they kill each other off and then the military gets mad.
Damn, some little kid got bored and he just blew a $6 billion piece of machinery up.
Not only that, but he tore down our base.
he started shooting the rocket launcher at our own base, and now he's using the energy sword against us. Come on.
Taking this too far, kid. Interesting.
I see it now. FBI agents breaking into his home, trying
what
to
did
stop
I do?
Him.
little 9-year-old playing.
Poor kid.
9-year-old arrested in court martial incident.
I'm kicking your ass, you suck. I'm much better than you.
Well, that's the way the world is going. And see.
Well,
anyway, it's just a small test. They're planning sending 18 remote-controlled robotic warriors, supposedly, into Iraq in the beginning of March.
So nice target practice
really
for them?
Soon.
That's not far off.
So is it nice target practice for the happy terrorist guys?
Maybe. Hopefully the terrorist knows that RPGs work well against metal. So.
But how maneuverable are these things really going to be?
I don't know. They don't have any pictures. They don't have any information about it.
Well, Johnny 5 was pretty maneuverable.
Johnny 5 alive?
Yeah, but
yes.
You just shoot his treads.
Yeah, it's true.
Good point.
Biggest part of
it. Or better yet, what happened when they started beating him with a bat and he started falling apart?
That's a good point.
I mean, come on.
Okay. Yeah. Another death thing, kind of. This is all a happy... This is happy news whenever we hear about this. I mean, we all know it's happening. Internet Explorer's losing people.
Oh, yeah.
It's losing its base. We just love it whenever they have it actually in the paper in writing. So, it's said again. Everyone's leaving. They're giving happy Firefox customers here. Not customers. Firefox users. Let them say their 2 cents. And the fact that, yep, Firefox is gaining more percentage every day. And, yeah.
Browser. Now, what's the average amount of time once you load up Internet Explorer that you get a virus or spyware or adware on a...
seconds? I mean,
I think it's approximately 7 minutes.
Depending on where you go, it could be as fast as 2 seconds.
Exactly, but on average, it's about 7 minutes that you spend under a browser on a fresh system, fresh install of Windows.
Yeah.
Fresh install of Windows XP, you can get infected in 4 minutes.
Wow, nice. That's without even touching IE?
I'm personally doing it at home once without a router or anything protecting me.
Okay.
I installed XP. I got the internet to work. No more than 30 seconds later, I got a pop-up message saying your computer's about to shut down in 60 seconds.
Very
Not
nice.
Not even enough time to download an update.
Very nice.
It's nice, isn't
That's
it?
Windows.
Gotta love that. That's insane. I thought that was pathetic.
Yeah. And they're wondering why they're having so many Linux users after...
Yeah, why are people buying Macs now? Why are people switching to Firefox?
Yeah.
Why are people... What is this Linux thing you keep hearing about? People would never use something like that?
Well, no, they wouldn't.
Too many choices.
You know, as much as I want people to actually start using Linux and whatnot, they're not going to. It's not made for... No, that people are pointing out their ears. The sound is actually from the stream.
Okay. Oh.
And it was... Because I recorded the stream yesterday.
Right.
I limited it. This was the loudest one.
Damn.
This one got brought down so far because of the limiter it went through. But yeah, it's quite annoying.
Like
I have no clue what game it's from since the stream's not live in front of me. I can't check what's playing.
Right.
But
damn.
Yeah, it's not a good sound, is it?
No. Tell me when it's over.
It's like a jet engine.
Can you just lower it until it's over? I mean, that would make
jet
sense.
Engine.
Yeah.
We'll just pop back in every
just
time.
Makes me think of George W. Bush stepping off that airplane. When you hear that sound?
Not really.
I don't know, the jet engine?
It sounds like a jet engine to me.
It does sound like a jet engine. A very crappy, noise-generated one.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. So here's another one that we talked about earlier, you seem to know about.
Okay.
That I really don't much. I was too lazy to read the article.
Okay.
RTFA, damn it.
What? Oh,
read the fucking article.
Oh, yeah. That requires effort. hey, at least I looked up stuff.
A
virus writer tests the limits in cell phones.
Ah.
The Bluetooth guy.
Oh, yeah, the Bluetooth guy. This is the guy from Brazil you were mentioning.
Yeah,
right?
Brazil programmer.
What did they write about?
They have a nice happy picture with him with his daughter and son.
Daughter and son? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Sitting in front of a bunch of computers.
Okay.
I know, 32-year-old Brazilian software developer, Marcos Velasco. He pretty much makes programs for your cell phones.
Okay.
Puts them on different websites for you to download in.
And lets you download the files.
Yeah, they're after his name. Like, Lasco.a isn't his name.
These might not be the ones I'm used to. What do they do? Do they mention or not?
I didn't read that far.
Because I know recently there was that Bluetooth virus that was written.
I just want to mention it's done.
It's fine.
Mr. Velasco's creation is essentially a piece of computer code that takes advantage of the short-range radio frequency technology called Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's him.
Which is installed on many common handheld devices, especially cell phones. If a person carrying an infected phone passes someone carrying a Bluetooth phone on the street, Mr. Velasco's worm can jump the gap, infecting the second phone.
So it's really nothing more than a worm. It's not really a virus.
He does not spread the virus... technically a worm, according to some computer security experts, that has the ability to reproduce itself and does not need a host program, but he is evidently happy to share his work.
it shares itself, doesn't it?
For cellular phones, he's the first one with available source code in the world, and his website declares.
Yeah, that's gay. Great.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now, the first incarnation of that worm, what it did was it would jump from your phone to the next phone, then it would stop.
Right.
Then he upgraded it so that it keeps searching till it finds a phone, keeps trying to send itself until that phone goes out of range, and then it'll start from scratch again.
Okay.
Effectively killing your battery because it's constantly
searching for Bluetooth.
Right. About 10-20 minutes later, your phone dies.
Ouch.
Because you killed your battery.
It's kind of nifty, a little piece of cell
phone. It's a nifty way to, smash the cell phone into someone's forehead, yeah. It's like, your fucking phone... Bah! Over.
Constructive time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs a hobby.
So now we're going to need antivirus software just for the phone. That's horrible. I can see Trumpy's charging on
McAfee, Norton's are going to jump on that.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. They're going to hire this guy.
Make more viruses for them.
Well, don't ask me more about it because I closed the website.
That's fine. Yeah, I've been kind of afraid of that for a while now. That Bluetooth phone problem.
I remember hearing they shot it down a while back about them. They were going to do the telemarketing over cell phones.
Oh, God.
But they shot that down.
Good.
Fast.
Pretty fast.
So the last thing I want to do is, like, riding on the subway to work.
Waste your minutes.
Hi, would you like to... Get the fuck off my phone.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Good. Well, I would like to offer you this.
Oh, I don't think so, bitch.
I'm dropping that phone service really fast.
Yeah, the second phone service allows that. But do you know what? You know it will be legal once that... A cell phone service allows calls from those specific telemarketers to come through for free.
Well, technically, I'm gonna sidetrack a little bit. Speaking of telemarketing,
yes.
Actually, on my service that I use, all
right,
and there's also T-Mobile service,
right.
There are advertisements being sent through SMS messages.
Interesting.
Do they charge you for those SMS messages?
Of course.
Of course they would.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like somebody sends you, well, it's like a kind of like a regular SMS and you pretty much have to.
Fuck
like
that.
For
I'm
me,
not
I don't
that to be spam.
Some of them are free
right.
messages like you
I
know.
Like, I mean, people like me that really don't have the SMS in their plan.
Yeah.
Right.
So I pay like 10 cents for every SMS. It, you know, it really counts.
Yeah, yeah.
Metroid?
Huh?
Nothing.
Yes, that is Metroid.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
See, ADD compliant radio.
I think the stream's kind of loud, that's all.
No, it's not loud.
No.
Well, in any case.
We're 10 dB over, at least.
Slate?
Yeah, I think you should definitely, one, think about upgrading your plan.
I'm thinking of moving to the same plan as you guys have,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
Well, that would.
I don't have discounts, but.
In this area?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind
it.
Of expensive. That's the only thing I.
That, yeah, but
not as expensive
really
as say Nextel
without the discount.
It's
man, Nextel is not even worth the shit.
No,
this is worth it to get it.
Yes,
it's absolutely worth it. All the majority of my friends have this, so it's great.
So it's the same service as these guys?
Yes.
Yeah, same that they have. Yeah,
great, lovely,
sweet. Yeah, I might
Welcome
as well.
Welcome to the fold.
I had it for years.
Yeah.
Actually?
I mean, it just started.
You know, I mean, I had the carrier since I had a cell phone, so.
I think Verizon is going to be the new empire.
Verizon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were saying that last week.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean, they already have the dark black logo
oh,
with the evil
mind.
Red.
Never mind. I don't think I should say this on the radio.
What?
If someone actually that matters, listen.
Oh.
That I was saying earlier at the restaurant, no. about me, service, I'm like, yeah.
Well, it's not like anybody knows your real name, dude.
I know, fine. Okay, yeah, so...
you might recognize your jokes.
Ooh.
I'm bitching about Verizon screwing us on DSL.
Through people you know.
A person of a person of a person we know.
A person of a person of a person of a person.
A person of a person you know.
A little social
engineering. That he goes out into the desert every once a year in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, Yeah, they went in the system for us and kind of made it so we were 1 foot under the limit so we can get the service.
Nice.
Yes. Mm. And, yeah, we weren't that far away from the limit anyway, but now we'll get it. So we'll be awesome.
So does that count as social engineering in this case, or what?
Yes.
It's knowing people.
It's being
politics. Yeah, it's
social.
He didn't call up and say, yeah, my new rate is going to be... He didn't call up as a field tech and say, yeah, he's actually this far away, we just redid
the line and we cut someone's feet. And
I don't know. I should have just went and been like, give me a T1 for the same price, because you suck.
They would have laughed at you and like... charge you extra next month.
Well, it was they kind of lied to us saying the fact that we were ready for it and then went and turned around. Okay, but that was a bitch.
They don't care about
that
you.
That was bitching about last week, so let's go away from there.
Bitching about last week. Bitching about last week this week. What the fuck?
I should have
I don't know.
Come up
great
with
recording.
More things to complain about.
I didn't know video games had voices. Maybe some of the newer ones do.
Yes, okay, anybody else got anything good,
well,
exciting,
Master
fun?
Chief and his chick did. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
Mr. Silence Lady.
Alright, well, remember how we were talking about last week how there was an other alternative to BitTorrent? And it was torrentsearch.com?
Oh, it's a Supernova? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Supernova, right. So, remember how Supernova, on New World of their webpage, they had this little sign up saying, you know, we're going to be launching Exim in a couple weeks, whatever. Well, it launched.
Yes.
Right.
Cool. So what's the info about it? Oh. Tell us about it.
Well, it looks like it, so far, 120,000 people have downloaded it.
Nice.
It's a peer-to-peer program, sort of like, you know, the whole cause operate phase.
Okay.
Except,
So I can just go to supernova.org and it won't be there?
And you know what? I haven't even gone checking Supernova. You can go to exim.com, E-X-E-M.com.
I'll try Supernova, because that's the one I know.
I can actually drop it in our little chat room there, so you can don't have to do it yourself.
Oh, yay.
Yes, and of course...
Yes, we're high-tech now.
It's in a beta stage. I think they actually... I haven't downloaded it yet. It looks like they only have a Windows version. But I think there's some sort of licensing key you have to have.
I'm a douche.
And all this other nonsense. But in order to get around that, you can go to this other website, exlite.net. And they already have an Exim Lite version, where it'll give you a pop-up window, and it says, please close this window with the X button in order to bypass the security key.
Oh, that's awful nice of them.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's cool.
So now we'll have peer-to-peer version of BitTorrent, eliminating the whole tracker problem. So without having to go to a tracker, using the whole Exim program as the tracker instead, you're able to use that to download it, and you don't have to worry about the MPAA shutting down the website, because...
It's not a website.
Exactly.
How long do you think it'll take for them to gain popularity with it? I don't know. Do you think they're...
Well, it just launched about a couple, 3 or 4 days ago. The Lite program was really recent, either today or yesterday.
Now, is it easy to use?
It reminds me a lot of Kazaa. When you launch it, you open it up, and then you go to the search tab, and you type in what you want to search for.
Oh, yeah, it's going to catch on. Just have a few more people
using it.
You type in what you want to search for, and then you type in what category. You know, like...
Did it have the awful, awful spyware? No, not a damn thing.
That's definitely a good thing.
The only pop-up window was that security code thing you just X out so far.
Run Spybot on it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the new Windows one. The Microsoft one, rather.
Oh, God. I'm afraid of anything Microsoft throws on me that supposedly scans my entire system for spyware.
And probably also checks to see if everything is legitimate.
Probably also looks through my documents and sends a copy back home. You know, whatever.
Well, the first few reviews I've heard of it were good.
Actually, it does kill spyware. At my job,
before it adds its own.
Actually, it kills its own spyware before any other spyware.
Kills its own spyware?
Yes.
Well, it probably only knows its own.
Maybe. Hey?
Well, what do you mean by kills its own?
It's like, if I'm going to say that I remember, I'm going to lie. Uh-huh. So I really don't remember what the person was upgrading.
Right.
Or downloaded, but after they did, it obviously had some Microsoft product, whatever.
Bullshit. Gone.
Yeah. So afterwards, after they actually upgraded Windows, the first thing, after they scanned their hard drive, the first thing that the spyware remover removed was the spyware in the Microsoft product.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Spyware or possibly a loophole, but well, anyway.
Yeah, so.
Sharing is caring.
Woo!
Alright, I just checked the Supernova site, and it's told about it. Remember, sharing is caring.
You're kidding.
Nice big blue wet letters with the smiley face, the ASCII smiley.
ASCII smiley. Oh, hey, Supernova looks like it's all soap again.
Now, what was the Exim? Is that, since you have to have that registry key, how much would it cost to get that anyway, legitly?
Let's check.
I don't know. You know, I didn't really go through all that. Site. I just know that the Lite version was released and I installed that as opposed to the regular ones. I mean, let's see.
Now, what OSs do they plan to come out with this on?
Well, I really hope it takes off on more than just Windows, because that would just suck.
Because I'm sure the majority, well, not the majority, but a good amount of Supernova users were more enlightened than just happy-go-lucky...
Kazaa users?
Yeah.
I wonder how this is going to handle torrents. I mean, do you have to drop the torrents in or something like that? I'll have to go through that a little more.
BitTorrent protocol and it fast search and easy.
I'll fool around on it with the in the next couple weeks because I just found about it today. So
120,460 downloads total.
But hey, I figured I'd let everybody know, hey, it's up. Check it out. Take a look at it.
Contains no spyware.
Tell us what you think.
Is free and ad-supported.
But it says Xeem open beta, so God knows.
Yeah, it looks like they may add a full feature version later.
It looks like there's multiple layers to their download page. I just went through six pages and it said, fuck it.
Download now?
Wow.
And you go into another download page, and you go to another download page.
Each one saying a new thing.
Yeah, it does seem to be what's with their little registry thing? Registration thing, if it's all ad-supported and
probably
free.
Probably so they can track you.
Possibly. We'll see where that goes. Take a look at that later.
Yeah, so, okay, this is page number two. Click Zelda. Number two.
I sent something over the chat for you, Slick. It's something you might be interested in for future. Nothing to do with news, but...
Oh, okay.
Okay, see.
Damn it!
Yes, I saw that.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
Yes, that's because I that was on Slashdot, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, since I'm a sound Nazi and whatnot, it's
download. Oh,
somewhat of a soft synth, but it's actually hard synth. Well, because it uses software, which is actually Linux based, and it's actually a keyboard that you could play on. It's by what are they called? The Oasis.
It's a keyboard running Linux.
It's a keyboard running Linux.
That's great.
It's pretty awesome. It uses all proprietary software. It's none of the open source stuff that's currently available, which you can use on Linux anyway. Just get a nice MIDI keyboard and do the same thing for free, as opposed to paying Korg out the ass for theirs. But
it's the fact that it could be done that is important.
Well, of course it could be done. Throw like a micro ITX board in your own keyboard with a MIDI in, and you're set. MIDI in and MIDI out, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can use your laptop as a keyboard, if anything.
That's true.
Technically, we're using it as a sound card, as it is.
Yeah. Nice little sound effects here. I'm not going to play any now, though.
Yeah, right.
Not until called upon.
I have expected you to shoot me.
What? You want me to shoot?
No, don't shoot me.
Please don't shoot me. I'll be good.
Oh.
Go ahead. What happened?
I'm checking the Xeem Lite site. The Xeem site said it's spyware free.
Right.
But you go to the Xeem Lite and it says Xeem Lite is a spyware free version of Xeem. So who's telling the truth here?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Something to check out.
Yeah.
Maybe they just mean adware because the one is ad supported.
Both of them use spyware. Both of them said spyware free.
Spyware, but not adware free.
So I don't know. We don't know who's telling the truth.
Take a look at both. See what comes up. That's the only way to do it, and just make sure you put it on something that's not important. Okay, let's see. This is something else I saw on Slashdot while I was looking at the keyboard, and it just started going back. And on the dot, and I saw an interesting article about, you know, digital rights management and all those rights. Did you know that the German library was allowed to break copy protections?
Really?
For what?
For anything.
Really?
Yep. The German library, since it has, like, a mandate from the government to provide content for, you know, the country.
Yeah.
Is allowed to break copy protection in order to make duplicate copies for their branches.
Really?
Or to loan out e-books to students or to do other
things. Is this kind of creating an uproar among certain communities or no?
Not yet, but wait till they find out. That you can borrow their book for free on the library, that'll be pretty good.
That's cool.
Well, there some places are actually starting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing? I don't remember. That thing that that search feature that they have in Firefox. That's new type of copyright thing that they have out there. The Creative Commons something, which allows.
Oh, Creative Commons license.
Yeah, Creative Commons license, okay. Which a lot of big schools actually, are throwing courses. Course material on with those licenses.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what they do, they'll have like a big database where you can download it from.
Go to Creative Commons.
Well, Creative Commons is a license similar to the GPL.
Right.
And it's like if I create a song or something, and I want other people to be able to use it for free, download it or whatever, I'd throw it under Creative Commons.
So GPL for other stuff.
You know, you could actually
more or less, but
I think the original artist has more rights of like changing the original content and whatnot.
There's a lot of different types. I haven't really looked too far into. You can choose.
It's sort of like did you get like, more control over your own house?
You can choose the different types. You can have they could they can take little bits and pieces of it,
right,
and use it with, like within their own. Okay. Or the whole thing, like creativecommons.org if you want to check it out.
Yeah, definitely look at that on.
They have text, education, lessons plans, courses, course packets, textbooks. MIT has course notes, assignments, syllabus from MIT courses. Rice University has material on it.
Yeah, MIT's been giving out their stuff for free for a while.
Berkeley has stuff on here. I mean, it's just kind of cool. They have they send material to other countries which wouldn't normally be able to afford it.
That's
for the
good.
Students there. So
third world countries and so on and so forth, they can just download it, print out, and that's great.
And yeah, translate it into a different language. So it's kind of cool. It's a neat thing. I think it worked well with goes well with the show here.
I think that's good. But the only thing that sucks is you have to be the artist has to go for it.
Right.
Which not a lot of them have yet.
There's some audio licenses, standard ones, or sampling, or share music. I mean, it's just, they have something for everything. Text, images, video, education, all that kind of jazz. Huh. Just a little interesting thing there.
That's cool. It's unfortunate not a lot of people have taken advantage of it yet.
The only reason I found out it was because I was checking through my little search options on Firefox.
Right.
It's up in there.
And it was in there?
Yeah, you can really? Just do search for stuff on it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I always just use the Google search.
I did, if you go to,
they have eBay?
If you could go to, ask.com, and you type in what is Creative Commons, they could do this neat little flash video.
Yeah, I've seen that flash thing.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, but, it's kind of interesting, though. I think this is the first case I've ever heard of someone breaking copy protection legally. I mean, like, they're allowed to break any copyright law at all. Doesn't matter what the law is. Alright, so let me just close that out because we're not going to be reading that anymore. And they also play this every week, if you haven't noticed. Slick?
Yes.
Every week I hear an Ogre Battle song on the stream. I'm not kidding.
Every week I hear about 5 Mega Man songs
right now,
on this stream.
Should we try a different stream?
Yeah, I think we should try a different.
Oh no, I like the game music thing, and I don't mind Mega Man music.
Well, I mean,
you know that.
I don't mind
I love
it either.
This music.
But
it reminds me of the game. So, all right, now let's see. I remember reading an article here, but I don't think I have the right link. But I do remember that some British company, actually some scientists, were able to recreate skin in a printer.
Skin?
They were able to recreate human cells in a printer.
In a printer?
Like print out human skins. Not like a laser printer. Like a skin printer.
A laser jet.
A printer that's built to recreate cells and print them out in a sheet
form. A sheet of paper there? Here, buy your Rima skin.
Right, it's like...
That is friggin' awesome.
Scary.
If you want a nice tan, but don't want to ruin your real skin.
Buy new skin?
Buy a skin for the summer.
Wow.
It's really crazy, if you think about it.
I think it could be very... I mean, those cells, are they particular, people cells?
People cells.
That if you take the DNA from somebody, would you be able to make their specific skin cells? Or is it, just... some just random skin that it prints out.
See, the thing is,
England, so it's pale boy.
I had the link earlier, and it's not up anymore. They've moved it.
Oh.
Which happens from time to time. It was on Manchester Online. Oh, wait, I think I got it. Here we go.
You got it?
I found it. It moved,
cool.
But I got it. Alright, see, scientists in Manchester have developed a printer able to produce human skin to help wounds heal, supposedly.
Oh, to help wounds heal.
Yeah, they have a little picture here.
An artificial scab.
Right, you see that, little green sheet there?
That's where the skin is?
Right, so it looks like little labels or something like that. Skin
nice.
Labels. It's
whoa,
insane.
It's
green?
It's like a high-tech Band-Aid.
I'm pretty sure that's like alcohol pad or something.
Lizard skin?
Yes, let's make lizard skin.
All you have to do is dye it and make sure there's a very special add-on there.
Yeah, right.
hey, some guy was spelling, selling, ad space on his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
That was retarded.
Now, that's a disposable tattoo right there.
Right, exactly.
You could tattoo it, put it on, go somewhere and say, yeah, it's a real tattoo. Just rip it off.
Well, it's interesting, because they're also working on making, well, they wouldn't be able to print it out, because it's a little big, but they want to make cartilage and bone artificially as well. I mean, if you think about the advances in tech that would be, you could break a bone, 3 days later you have a whole new one surgically replaced.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Yes.
I mean, it's to take out and to take out the whole bone and.
I would rather go the six months if it was really that bad.
Well, see, now if you had, let's say you're in a car accident and you shattered half your body.
I would rather consider
the bone replacement.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it's just your leg, I'll sit in the bed for 6 months. It's not a problem.
Right,
but it's kind of interesting the kind of stuff they're working on. I mean, it doesn't have to be all computer-based tech anyway, right?
Right, that's very cool. They're hacking the human.
Hacking the human body. So they're making replacement skin cells in a printer. It's a huge fucking printer. It's like the size of 3 file cabinets.
Wow.
Are we going back to the old days?
We're going back to the old days. The whole room full of stuff, you know?
Wow.
If they can make bone, and then if they can make cartilage, I mean, we're talking about plastic surgery advances here, too. You can make, like, anything if you can start growing body parts. That'd be great. It's like, we'd have a whole bunch of realistic movies as people get limbs just ripped off because they'll put a new one on later.
That's funny.
It's crazy. But it's interesting, so it's good. It's worth noting. And take a look at it. It's go to manchesteronline.co.uk, and it's somewhere in the news section. I'm pretty sure you can find it around. And I'll put the link up in our little chat room here, so you guys can take a look at it yourselves.
Just a little complete side note, nothing to do with this.
Sure.
I was just checking
hackaday.com,
and I just liked the line. They had the picture of a microwave oven.
Uh-oh.
And the caption I just thought was precious. Precious. Microwave oven plus metal equal fun. Sorry. The reference that deals with tech is the fact that it's the website is from.
Okay. What are they trying to talk about here? Microwave oven plus metal.
Sure, everybody now is going through.
Okay, it's right on their main page.
For now, in a few days it won't be.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Oh, okay, he says that you can cast metal using your microwave.
Really?
Yeah, so if you can use the whole mold and then you...
Doesn't microwave metal make microwave explode?
It's aluminum and certain other metals, but...
Oh, okay.
There's certain safe metals in there. And in other words, he was kind of interested how you can make it... The metal go 1,000 degrees, but you still can't get the center of your burrito to go warm.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, he has a point. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, some shit just will not work in a microwave. I don't care what you do. Anyway.
Everybody knows Zelda.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we have listeners right now going bopping their heads to this. Okay. Let's see if their site is up now. If not, I'll just have to mention it next week. But there was a new version of Firefox released.
Really?
There was?
Chameleon. Unfortunately, I think that due to its being released, same thing that happened to Firefox site and the Thunderbird set on their release dates, death to the DNS server.
In other words, they got slashdotted.
They got slashdotted beyond belief. It's like, it's over. I don't think we'll see them for a week.
So what is this new?
Well, supposedly, it's supposed to be a lighter version of Firefox, more customizable, and built by the Mozilla people.
Firefox is a lighter version of Mozilla.
So now even
a
lighter
version is a lighter version of Firefox.
It's for people who want to web surf on really crappy laptops.
Like me. Wait, right. I might need this.
You might like this. Well, exactly.
Screw the making skin.
Screw crappy ugly skin. If this thing loads, it's a lot faster than Firefox. I might switch it to it myself.
I don't see it on their mozilla.org/products.
It's... Something I saw here. It's
learn
like,
about other products to determine the ones. I'm clicking that now.
Come on.
Firefox, Thunderbird, Mozilla 1.7, Camino. I know Camino's the OS X one.
Camino? Let's see. Chameleon. Let's see. It was on the dot. I thought it was one of the Mozilla people.
Maybe not.
It might be something completely different.
Maybe it wasn't made by the Mozilla people, but it was an open...
It was probably... You know what? I probably confused it with using the Mozilla, the Netscape public license.
Okay, so how do you spell this thing?
Chameleon. MELION.com.
MELION.
I can put you here. Chameleon.
No, I just did a search in Google on it, see if it came up with anything.
Here, let me just drop this in here. Enjoy.
Excuse me.
Drink anything today?
Lots of stuff.
He drank the special sauce.
Yeah. It's alright. Slick.
Moving on.
It's alright, slick.
Slick.
Oh man. Anyway.
I don't like that name anyway.
Alright, anyway. What else is going on? I have too many things going on my screen here. Slackware Beta 10 is being released, and there's an update about Pat's health there. If anyone's been following that, I don't know how many Slack users we have out there.
We have one more in a couple minutes.
I've been more following that.
No, unfortunately.
I don't understand half of it, but I've been following it.
What's... Oh, M-E-L. I thought M-L-E.
I got you. I linked you. You should be all right.
I'm slow like that. Oh, did you mean K-Millen?
It's supposed to be like a spoof on Chameleon, but yeah. Anyway.
Do they have a cool little graphic? Like the fox on fire?
It would be nice, but their website is so bogged down, it's not even funny. Okay, let's see. There was another article I read here, which I wanted to pass on to us here at the show. Let me put that also on the thing. It has to do with audio encoding and streaming, and ooh, how using MP3s are inefficient. That there's another option.
Yeah.
No, there's another alternative. Using the same encoding format that they use for XM radio.
Oh, yes. That was on Slashdot, was it not?
Right, exactly. So okay. I was thinking we might bring it up here on the show, because we're on the radio network.
Yeah.
We might want to consider doing that.
That's true.
Because if we have bandwidth issues in the future.
Okay. There's
that's true. But our site doesn't stream.
No, not our site.
Oh.
Our DDP altogether.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
another alternative.
Chameleon,
I'm sure they're always looking at stuff like that, though.
Yeah, just bringing it up. Whatever.
Chameleon SourceForge site works.
It's on SourceForge?
Okay. SourceForge.
So it's an open source.
Here, latest news, 1/18/2005. Chameleon 0.9 is released based on the Mozilla 1.7.5 code base.
Okay, so
0.9 includes many new features and even better browsing experience.
And who does that?
Chameleon.
Yeah, who's behind it?
It's extremely fast, customizable, lightweight web browser for the Windows platform based on the Gecko layout engine. It's free open source, released under the GNU general public license. I don't know.
Well, it's not the Mozilla public license.
There's some French
interesting
people.
That's interesting. So it's using Mozilla code, but released under the GPL?
I think it's some...
Can they do that?
I think it's some French people.
Well, the Mozilla license is GPL compatible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Well, yeah. It's using Netscape public license, isn't it?
No, it's Mozilla public license, I believe. I don't know.
Well,
could have sworn I saw.
All right. Anyway,
well, it's for Windows.
We're kind of running low on time, so we might as well get a few more things done. What should we do? What should we do next? Distro? Or no? You know, I'll do email next because I know.
Okay, let's do email first.
All right then.
And I'll just kill all my news pages here.
All right, on to the email section. Everybody seems to like the new music.
Yeah.
That's
very
cool.
Creative.
Look at the old music.
We did it anyway. Well, I did it.
Anyway, we got an email from Useless Boxer saying, "Hey guys, letting you know that I'm a fan of the show and I am listening. You guys do a bang-up job. Love the show intro, and I thought it was cool that Emmanuel gave you guys a plug off the wall and had you on." Yeah, definitely shouts to Emmanuel for
thanks, Emmanuel.
Letting us get those plugs in there for us and for DDP Hack Radio in general.
I listened to that whole show. You didn't come on till the end. That's great. I was like, what the hell? Is he there?
Oh, he was going on a huge rant on that show.
Yeah, he was just nuts. Go on.
Hope the Hack Radio works out. Looking into getting things set in my car so I can listen online while I drive.
Nice.
That's cool. As for a distro, he mentions a distro. We're going to...
Take a look at it later.
Keep that silent. Take a look at that later. Anyway, you're great guys. Okay, and then P.S. How would you like it if I ate a mod of Mario pronounced Mario? I think that's how he spelled it. with Raw Jeremy where Mario should be.
I think anyone
would notice. I don't. So that's his email.
I say go for it. I would love
to
see
that on
it.
My laptop.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Play that on the way to work.
If you got the time, man, go for it. We'd love to see it.
I'm afraid what he replaced the Goombas with, though.
Oh, God.
Okay. Before we go way off topic, let's go on to the next section, which would be the distro of the week. And what is this distro? Slade introduced it to pretty much everybody here. He passed out CDs last week for us all to check out.
No, not this one. This one. No,
that's a different distro.
He passed that one out this week.
Okay. Yes. Last week, I ran into, on the dot, they had a review of LLGP, the Linux Live Game Project.
Yes.
So, considering that, you know, it was Linux and it's something we were talking about in the studio about gaming and how Linux should definitely...
Yeah, we were talking about that like a week before that thing came out.
It hasn't done exactly what we wanted, but it did... It's a step in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's going to continue on, obviously. Right.
But unfortunately, I got to say, there were a couple problems with it that I did not like.
Really?
Well, it is a live CD, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's running on OpEx.
Okay.
It's okay. It lets you super user easily. Just hitting it and you're there. But, its hardware detection was kind of off.
Yeah, you know what? I only tried it on one machine and I got my sound working, but I heard that a few of you guys, it was 50-50 chance if your sound was working or not.
50-50 on the sound for me. Horrible network connection detection.
Really?
I didn't even try that on my system.
I didn't bother, I just played all the games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know, I would like to try to play the online version of some of the games, and that failed. Anyway, I mean, I guess it depends on the system, you can go in there and configure it yourself, but that's not what you want out of a live CD. You want it to do it itself. You know?
Yeah.
You want it to be quick.
You want it to be alive.
You want it to be quick and alive, because accessing the CD on an old laptop takes a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My com crap.
Com crap.
Okay. Yeah. No
com
audio
crack.
There.
Okay.
Com crap.
Okay.
Yeah. There.
All right, so there was
playing
no audio
Metal
at all.
Blob Solid. With
metal?
Sound. With sound, there was no Metal Blob Solid. And that seriously made it lack. It missed something.
It's kind of a fun game. It's a very violent game for a 2D shooter.
For a circle?
For a little circle with a bandana. That thing is
Pac-Man
very
with a bandana.
It's Pac-Man with a bandana.
No mouth.
And a gun.
The mouth
and
no mouth.
It doesn't matter. He has a gun where his mouth should be anyway. The big, huge rifle or grenade.
A combo. Oh, God. A combo Rambo,
okay,
look, Pac-Man.
Like Rambo and Pac-Man. Maybe a little Metal Gear Solid Snake.
I think my personal favorite part was the peaceful blobs in the very beginning, all getting decimated by death from above. Very violent.
Now, I have to say, I like that they included X-Scorch, because I used to play Scorched Earth back when, like, I first got my computer, you know? back the 386 days. Oh, it is truly the mother of all games, like it claims to be.
Is it still,
Still version 1.5, I think, is the latest.
Yes. Alright, some other issues with it are KDE.
KDE,
Not exactly the best choice for a laptop.
Okay.
Whoa, and, something else, it did come with a lot of games, like Conquest or Battle for Westnoth. I like, enjoyed that one a lot.
Oh, I like this. Conquest, they need to add networking support for that.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Because without the multiplayer feature, it's dead.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, it's a good...
It's a good...
step in the right direction. I gave it my thumbs up for a good travel.
Same here.
KD, definitely bad, but everything else is great. I missed that Chinese game.
Mahjong is in there, though.
I did not find it.
I'll show it to you
later.
I am
sorry.
Good, go for it. Work on improvement. Maybe one or two versions later.
All right.
Well, it's great for a start.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's great for a start, but we have to close up. We don't have much time left.
Peace out.
All right.
All right. Laters.
All right. Any shouts to anybody real quick?
Fred, what's up? And all the guys at work. That's for you.
And of course, our faithful listeners. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, the faithful.
Of course, Steve.
And Packer, our almost guest that's whipped. Feel bad for him. We'll try to be here next week.
All right. Well,
see ya.
That does it. Any, what do I usually say?
Let's get the hell out.
Up next is
Stank.
Finrev Radio. Take care, guys.